You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Did you like that youth football talk during the break there, Tone? You like that, babe?
Listen, huh? Thursdays are not... You just had Urban Meyer on. You're going to tell those kids it's going to be an easy practice after you had Urban Meyer on?
What did I tell you? I said, at my practice today, I will be playing a snippet of Urban Meyer about where he talks about you can't half-ass things. We are definitely playing that.
You've got to show him. First of all, the first thing you got to show him is Jimmy Johnson telling the documentarian, whoever's doing the interview, like, yeah, I got rid of my wife. 27 years. I had to commit to football. So he's living alone.
Buddy, if you're divorcing your wife just because you have to go coach the Dallas Cowboys, you don't like her that much in the first place.
Well, you're looking make history, for a reason. You want to take a team that was 1-15 and turn them around? That's how you do it. You get rid of the wife. That's number one. So are you prepared to do it over the dog incident today?
No, Kenny. It wasn't my wife's fault. It was the dog's fault. Liz cleaned my feet like she was Jesus.
Like Mary Magdalene.
Like the Super Bowl commercial. Yeah. Okay, so if you're not willing to get rid of your wife, the other part of this documentary is... A dude goes down from the 1-15, or the team before that, which was terrible, the year before. This dude goes down, and he tells Jimmy Johnson they got it all on camera. It's amazing how much of their training camp was on camera. We can't do anything these days. Jimmy Johnson just let, and Jerry Jones just let cameras everywhere. And guys are mic'd up. Guy goes down in practice, and he goes, Coach, I got asthma. And he goes, nope, you're getting over there where all the asthma guys are.
No.
And then he cut him.
No.
The guy's in the truck and the reporters are showing him leave. He got cut there and then.
I got to see this documentary. I went to watch it yesterday and things came up and I couldn't do it. It reminds me of the Limpy Gimpy story. So getting ready for Central Catholic. Joe George, great running back for Perry, goes down in goal line on that Thursday, and I'm standing there on crutches, and Joe comes up a little lame, and all of a sudden Keith Wakefield looks over, and he sees us, and for whatever reason, he just goes, get these limpy dippies off my field. You're giving my players ideas. And I had to crutch off the field, and it was such a long crutching off.
It would have taken forever.
You Perry Panthers down there, as you get ready to take on Central tonight, you guys enjoy the build-out that you have from the stadium to the school. It was a mile long from the locker room then. I had to crutch the whole way, sweat my ass off. So embarrassing. And no, I didn't give a tomahawk chop there either. Moving on.
The limpy gimpy chop.
Just kind of like pawing.
The arguments that you guys are all having is going to mean nothing soon. You guys are all upset about the depth chart. I mean, I feel I got to tell you guys something. Ain't going to mean nothing. Because I have to be unrealistic but realistic. Let me tell you this. Shedeur Sanders, we had Urban Meyer on earlier this morning. This is what Urban Meyer said. The three-time national champion, this is what he had to say about one Shedeur Sanders.
I loved watching him. At Big Noon, we covered him for Deion's, I think, first three games, and he turned around a program that was a train wreck, and you don't do that without Shedeur Sanders. I saw a player that can get out of trouble, lead a team, has really all the skill set to be successful, and so I think there's a lot of substance there. you know, as a backup quarterback, they don't want all the media attention on that one player. You know, all coaches want team, 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 no distraction. If you're asking the question, can he do it? I don't think there's any doubt he can do it. You know, it all depends on what's around him. But if you're talking about a skill set, great leadership, a quality person that I really enjoyed watching, I'm a Shador Sanders fan.
Mark Schlereth, you've heard that name before. Didn't have great things to say about Jerry Jeudy in the past, but had amazing things yesterday on Afternoon Drive to say about a one Shador Sanders and a comparison he made. Stink says,
all the things you hear about Shador, like, well, he lacks supreme athletic ability and he lacks arm talent. And, you know, and all the things that scouts put their finger on that don't really matter. All the stuff that we evaluate has nothing to do with whether you can play or not. He's deadly accurate. He's got great touch. And when you watch him in that first preseason game, the thing that I loved, and I mean loved, is his ability to slide and his movement skills in the pocket and still being able to create space, not eyeballing the rush, but feeling the rush and developing and throwing it downfield. And he threw a touchdown that way. I used to say it all the time, and I'm not comparing him to Tom Brady, but I used to say about Tom Brady all the time, was Tom Brady's the best scrambler in football, and he never leaves the pocket. And that's what I want out of my quarterback. And those things, accuracy and his ability to slide and have feel in the pocket, pocket presence, those things are exceptional with Shador Sanders.
Man, I know all you guys are having fights and blocking each other on social media over Shador Sanders and over this damn depth chart. I'm going to tell you right now, this depth chart don't mean a damn thing. It don't mean anything. It means as less as anything has mattered to the Cleveland Browns. And print it. Record it. I gotta stand by it. I gotta stand by it by the end of the year. And if I'm wrong, I don't think I'm gonna be. If I'm wrong, I'll eat it on that one too. Because I'm telling you right now, there ain't no way a guy where people are lining up, coaches, football guys, lining up to say good things about this fella.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity. But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
They're just going to let him rot fourth on the depth chart on this football team. He ain't getting cut. And he's going to play this year. I don't know when, but he's going to play. You cannot tell me going into next year that we're going to go and get ready for another season, another possible quarterback without giving this guy with this ceiling a chance. I can't say the same for Dillon Gabriel. I'm not trying to be, oh, Shador this, Shador that. Boys, I'm just telling you exactly how it is. Part of it's entertainment. Part of it's business. That ain't a shot at Dillon Gabriel. Don't take it that way. I'm just telling you, and you guys know exactly how this is. You're going to see Shador Sanders on that field this year. It's going to happen. There is no way that, and I'm not even talking about ownership. I'm not talking about selling jerseys or anything like that. I could, but I won't. You're telling me a guy with that type of ceiling ain't going to play on the field this year if the Browns are bad. If Joe Flacco's good and the Browns are good, no, he won't see the field. That's true. But if the season goes the way we think it's going to go, which guys are fighting each other over six wins, what a standard we're setting this season. If it's going to go that way and be about a six-win season out of 17 games, that young man's playing for this football team, and we're going to get ourselves an eyeful. It's just a question of how much before I can go, we're moving on, that's it. Because you've asked about Shador's future, and I'm thinking, man, we have spent a lot of time fighting And it depends on what day anybody listens. One day the Shador fans who pop in hate us. The other day they love us. The next day they'll hate us again. The other day they might be ambivalent because we're talking about the Guardians. But I'm going to tell you this right now. If we're getting ready for next year, he could end up being the backup quarterback for this football team if he's able to process the offense, if he's able to do those things and be that big of a player. Or, damn it, they might find a situation where he starts the season and we could find ourselves doing this all over again for the entire month of August next year about Cade Klubnik or Lenora Sellers or X, Y, and Z.
And those guys will be first-round picks.
And those guys are going to be first-round picks.
And whoever ends up taking them, if it's this regime or the next, I mean, that's what the organization is going to be about. So even if he ends up getting in next year or were to start the season next year, he's on borrowed time. And so that's why when I ask the questions about Shador's future, it is why I'm paying attention to the Kenny Pickett situation. Because if Kenny Pickett is still here and all of this is just biding time for Kenny Pickett to be the starting quarterback, which, again, roll your eyes if you want. There seems to be some smoke there that these guys want Kenny Pickett to be the starter. So that just delays this thought, maybe the inevitable of what Kenny says, but it just delays Shador getting out there. And then what is the time frame for Shador? If he's going to have a long career in the NFL, it involves him having to play football this year, right?
I would think. Because I don't know if he's going to be able to play on Saturday. I want to find out more this afternoon. You'll be able to hear all the press conference stuff, 92.3 The Fan, your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football. I'd like to think he's going to be able to play on Saturday, but he was limited yesterday, so we'll find out how that one goes. Kenny Pickett ain't going to play on Saturday. So you might have a Flacco, Gabriel, Sanders, maybe even Tyler Huntley situation. If it just is Flacco, Gabriel, Tyler Huntley, I'll watch Flacco and Gabriel. I'll watch Tyler Huntley because it's the Browns, but I'm obviously not going to be thinking much of it. But I can't believe, and I know that some people go, man, you guys are wasting everybody's time with this fourth guy on the depth chart, and he's a fifth-round pick, and I'm like, he's not any of those things. He's not any of those things. The question that you had asked about Urban Meyer, I mean, comparing him to Tim Tebow, Tim Tebow was a wildly overdrafted player in the first round who also had a very, very, very strong following. And he obviously got opportunities to play that right now Shador Sanders isn't. But if the season goes the way it's going to go, there ain't no doubt about it in my mind. Come hell or high water, you're going to see him play in a meaningful football game in the NFL with the Cleveland Browns. And it's on Kevin to be able to put an offense together that's going to be able to help him out, and we're going to see what we have there. And then we might go with a full-throated endorsement of Shador Sanders, which is probably not likely. Probably not likely. I would say the chances of Shador Sanders going into 2026 as the starting quarterback to be maybe somewhere, if I'm being generous, 20% at the end of the year, and then you would go to a rookie QB to be generous. You're probably taking a QB next year. The whole thing for Shador is, can he be the backup on this football team if you were to take a rookie then? I mean, that's the most likely outcome. I'd like Shador to change that. It's going to be up to them. But, man, the more we sit here and grind our gears over it, I go, guys, what are we talking about? The guy's a star. I don't know what to do with Dylan Gabriel. I know he plays fine enough football. I don't know. I wouldn't call it a clean sheet like one of our guys did here. Oh, which, by the way, I accidentally called Jimmy Horn Jr. Joe Horn Jr. I'm sorry. They played in the same color scheme, one in pros, one in college. I accidentally messed it up. I'm sorry. There's parts of my brain that alcohol even can't reach. So it tended to happen that way. Good God. I beat up like crazy about that a couple of afternoons ago. Either way, there's no doubt about it that you're going to see him. It's just how much am I going to see him where I can make a proper judgment? That's the biggest question, I think, to a Browns fan right now.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.